I'm Madison Keach, and you're listening to the Nathaniel MG Cup podcast with Weber and Jonah.
Do you know, there's not much that renders me and Jonah speechless on this podcast, but the last weekend of Nathaniel Carr's Cup semi-final matches certainly did that. So, no more talking from us. Cardiff Met's win against Connors Quay Nomad, reviewed in a second. But first, let's hear from the mighty Cambrian and Clydach, their fourth Welsh Premier League scalp in this competition, beating TNS, no less, to get into the final. Here's Dane Williams.
Absolutely incredible, and I think the whole night from start to finish, and the week as a whole, I guess, has been an absolute pleasure to be part of for the players, you know, the staff, everyone involved with the club, and we've absolutely deserved it. We have deserved it.
Did you feel when it went in extra time that you had them, or you had a real chance?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're 1-0 up, and you know, to be honest, you get to extra time and you think, let's take the penalties, but you know, we went 1-0 up. And we were unlucky. You know, they're always going to have chances because the quality they have all over the park. So they were always going to get chances, but to have a penalty, which I thought was very soft, kind of took the wind out of us. But again, we've dug deep, we've carried on, and we've got an unbelievable result.
Yeah, and you've gotten to the final the hard way. I mean, that's four of the top six in the Welsh Premier League now you've beaten. You must fancy your chances against either Connors Quay or Cardiff Met, whichever one of them gets through tomorrow.
Do you know something, like I've been saying all along, we take each game as it comes, but we're in the final, and you know, let's just see how it goes.
Now, goal scorer Andre Griffiths' brother was in Big Brother this year, and Andre certainly evicted TNS from the Nathaniel Carr's house. Let's hear from him. And the player who also found the boot, Mark Crutch, delighted.
We can't put into words, can't
kind
of,
yeah.
Like this, all the community's out. Big game, not expect us to win.
Under the odds as well.
And we've turned them over.
It's unbelievable for us and the club. Especially the group of players we got and all we worked for. Just local lads, like, and nothing.
I know your brother was in Big Brother this year. Who's the most highest profile person now?
Like me after this, got to be, mate. We've got to stick for it.
We both get the gaff for something to think about next week now.
Yeah,
come off the bench, score the goals. It's tough one for him. He's done the job tonight on the best team in Wales, basically.
As a community, he'll do massive for us. The club is just going to get bigger and bigger with the fan base now. And wins like that, that's who the wins again, that's crazy, isn't it?
Hopefully, you know, you're getting these two buses.
Yeah.
Onto the final. Everyone there.
I don't know where to start with this one. This is one heck of a result for many reasons. Over to you.
Well, hey, Cambrian and Clydach, the Welsh Premier's Leicester City in a different version of a film. They'll make a, I'm sure some millionaire from the Rhondda will make a film in a couple of years' time, especially if they win it. But come on, Mark, what an achievement. Every round, you know, Barry, then Aberystwyth, then Newtown, and everybody said, oh, they've had a great run. They've enjoyed it. They got the semis. They got TNS at home. At least they're playing, you know, the best team in Wales over the last decade. And then they go and defeat them. It's a brilliant job they've done. And they had a group of young boys. I can remember doing them a couple of years ago, most of the players, in the Welsh Premier League Academy final up at Newtown. So they've been brought through, and it's a great testament to Cambrian and Clydach's youth system. They have one of the best youth systems in Wales, and this is the ultimate reward for a club to look after their club with their youth policy, and it's paid off. Brilliant, brilliant.
So is it arrogance by the Welsh Premier League sides that helped Cambrian and Clydach win, or is it just pure strength and determination from them?
I don't think it is arrogance. I went to the Newtown game, which was the quarter-final when they defeated Newtown, and there was only, he left about three out, which could be, you know, midweek. I think TNS left two of their regulars out. But who are regulars if you're full-time? You know, if you've got 20 professionals there, and you know, who are your regular starting 11? There's never, it's not like before, Mark, when everybody almost had a regular starting 11. I think football's changed so much that anybody who has the same 11 over two or three games, so everybody thinks there's something odd about it. So your 11 is your 11, and I don't think that one can be aimed at the Welsh Premier clubs, because it'd take away the history that Cambrian and Clydach have made.
And then, Jonah, as if that wasn't enough of a shock, the second semi-final, Cardiff Met beat Connors Quay Nomads. Connors Quay were on rack for the quadruple. Cardiff Met have been hot and cold all season, and there's certainly been games where we've seen them play worse than that, but they really went for this.
Well, don't forget, a week before or a couple of weeks before, we have Cardiff Met on the television against Carnarvon, and Carnarvon, comfortable 2-0 winners. Everybody saying, oh, the Met, you know, their ship's not sailing well at the moment, they're inconsistent. And on the other hand, Connors Key, they're having the dream of a season. Four, you know, we've said on a podcast for the last couple of weeks, they're still in for the four trophies. And we know how they want to win. They do want to win everything, Connors Key. We know what Andy Morrison's like. And we know what the players are like. They're experienced and they want to win a trophy, first of all, after winning a cup last year. But they want to keep winning things. So for the Met to go there and get a 1-0 victory, it's a fantastic victory for them. That was almost... don't get carried away. It's not as big a shock. But I think they would have been a 7-8-1 underdog on the day the Met, if Cambrian and Clitic were 16-1 against TNS, which I think they were, I think the Met would have been, you know, up around your 6-7-1s to go to Deeside and win, and then the Adam Roscoe goal puts them in the final.
Well, let's listen to a delighted Christian Edwards after that performance.
Very pleased. You know, we've had an inconsistent league season, but our cup form has been very good, and to come to Connors Key today and put in a performance, whilst, you know, we were resolute today defensively, I don't think Connors Key really troubled us as much as they normally do. I just felt we also were a threat on the counter as well. And okay, gifted probably the goal for us, but we've hit the post. We've got numerous one-on-ones. So very, very pleased, because we've been very self-critical so far this season of where we think we should be. And to get to another cup final is fantastic for us. We had an insight that we believe that they go with three at the back, and playing with three at the back against them at the pace that we had going forward in Harry and Adam, we felt would be a threat. But we also knew that they would commit four numbers forwards as they do. So we sat with six behind the ball, which we don't normally do. And so we kind of tried to plug gaps, and I felt we plugged those gaps today. But likewise, asked our wingers to tuck in without the ball, and we were able to find them on the counter, and we broke. So yeah, it wasn't the absolute plan to counter, but sometimes, you know, a lot of time in football, the game has an ebb and a flow, and you have to adapt to that ebb and a flow. Don't get anything for free in life, and you certainly don't get anything for free at Connors Key. They make you work for every opportunity, and they've been fantastic this year. Really, I take my hat off to Andy and his team. They've been brilliant. But we just felt that today, we had to beat them at some stage. We hadn't beaten them at all in the World Premier League, and we just felt that today was the day. When the draw was made, we were at training, and we just turned and said, well, we've got to beat it at some stage, and that has been the message all the way. And we found a way today to beat them, so it was nice. But I'm just really pleased for the players, for confidence for them, because we're going to TNS away next week, which we'll certainly need that.
Loads of cars out there are advertised with low monthly payments, although getting that price usually means paying thousands for the deposit too. At Nathaniel Cars, we like to keep things simple. The dynamic, family-proof MGZS crossover is available on 0% finance for just $229 a month, with a super low deposit of $229. And you get a 7-year or up to 80,000-mile warranty. Test drive the MGZS at Nathaniel Car Showrooms in Bridgend or Cardiff today, based on a 5-year hire purchase.
My name is Ruth Crump, Secretary of Ballartown Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Webber.
And now both TNS and Nomads have to dust themselves off and get on with league business, and TNS... have Cardiff Met. But we all know what happened last time TNS lose a game. They thump the people next time, but we mustn't forget how well Cardiff Met have done against TNS.
Yeah, it's one. I suppose it's one of those ones you don't want to play the TNS the week after they've lost the game that everybody expected them to. But there's been a little bit of inconsistency there this season, and Cardiff Met will have the belief. Don't forget Cardiff Met defeated TNS 4-1 at the Kinkoi campus, so I think the revenge will be sweet for TNS if they can get the revenge, and they'll be looking for revenge after, because that was a great win. That was one of the games of the season. That was Cardiff Met defeating TNS 4-1, but I think the stats and football again a week later, TNS will start as very, very strong favourites. The Met, I'm sure Christian, he won't rest on his laurels. He'll put the cup final to bed now, and they would absolutely snap your hand off for a point.
And the Nomads will be playing Llandud now, and look, they'll need to want now to concentrate a heck of a lot on the league and keep that top space.
Yes, again, both ends of the league, it's top against bottom at the moment, I think, Mark, if I'm right. And how many times has there been shocks in top against bottom? You wouldn't expect it. I'm sure that Andy Morrison has sat down this week and just that season that everybody, you know, the dreamers, perhaps like myself and you, saying about a four-timer, it's almost impossible. But there's one thing, and the biggest thing Andy Morrison will want to win now in the three competitions they're left in, it's not the Welsh Cup, it's not the Iron Brew Cup, it's the Welsh Premier League title. And that's what his number one target is, and that's why he will be razor sharp and he'll have his team up for Saturday's game against Llandudno. On the other hand then, UN's team, they've had a struggle so far this season. They need to start, you know, there's only... Where is your easy game in this league? We keep saying it. Where is your easy game in this league? So there's no easy game. If they were playing Connors Key Saturday, if they were playing TNS, if they were playing in form Aberystwyth, if they were playing the new look Barry Town, if they were playing the excellent football team where Newtown are at the moment, there's no easy game. So they got to go and face it, and they got to go and try and get something from it.
Now, two other games I want to concentrate on this weekend. Under any other circumstances, we'd be talking about an Aberystwyth against Carmarthen game as being a bottom-of-the-table affair. But, oh, how Aberystwyth have flown and how much this match will probably mean, certainly to support from both sides.
I tell you what, it's all ticket. I've heard it's all ticket. They're shutting the traffic officers there and everything. Aberystwyth against Carmarthen. Who would have thought this would have had so much excitement? You know, I just think it's going to be a great game. Carmarthen done well in their last game. Aberystwyth, they're on the road. You know, what can they do wrong at the moment? I think if Nev Powell went in the jungle at the moment, he'd beat Addy Redknapp. You know, everything they're doing at the moment is going well for them, and it'll be a great game Friday night. They aren't local rivals, but you know, there's only an hour between them, and there's always been a little bit of a rivalry there. Nev Powell against Neil Smothers is old gold. A lot of players, Luke Bowen, the centre forward, who's playing well this season. He had a good couple of years at Aberystwyth. Declan Carroll's down at Carmarthen, now he was at Aberystwyth. So there's a lot of people playing in the game who've played for the club they're playing against. It'll be a key battle. Great game, Mark. Great game Friday evening. And big crowd expected, I think, at Park Avenue.
Carnarvon, Sean Eardley, a couple of weeks ago, saying to us, look, I want to win at Llanelli. I want to get back in the groove and add to what we've got so far. And under normal circumstances, you'd say, well, Llanelli are having a rough time of it. He will get that away win. But after what they did to Kevin Druids before their little break, they now are finding their players back and I think finding their confidence back.
Yes, that's right. Llanelli beat it. I think it was the Druids they beat in the last game. They won 2-0. Everyone, like we said, counting them out. It was only a couple of weeks ago we were talking about Llanelli, and we were saying, you know, after them couple of drubbings they had, were they going to fall by the wayside? Were they going to fall by the wayside? One win gets them back off the bottom of the league. They've got Carnarvon at home. It might be a game that they would have targeted as getting something from. But so far, you know, this season, anybody setting their stall out and saying, oh, we should get something from this game, it's just going the other way in every game. So it's a brilliant game. Carnarvon, if they can get an away win.
Well, as ever, it's an exciting weekend of JD Welsh Premier League football. As I mentioned, Friday, 7:45, Aberystwyth against Carmarthen. 7:45 on Friday as well, Kevin Druids are playing Ballytown. Saturday, the 2:30 kickoffs, Connors Key Nomads against Llandudno, Llanelli against Carnarvon, and the New Saints against Cardiff Met. And the 7:30 Barrytown United Newtown game on Saturday is the Scorio game. We'll be back next week with, fingers crossed, a fair wind in sight, comment from every single club up and down the land who's competing in the third round of the JD Welsh Cup. Yes, it's Welsh Cup weekend. We've got our rattler, we've got our special hat, and we fancy a giant killing. Say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mark.